You are flying Pride and Black Lives Matter flags at your Catholic middle school to support your students. The bishop tells you that means you can't be Catholic. So now you choose between your faith and your flags. The school picked the flags. That is the story of the Nativity School in Worcester, and it has sent shockwaves through a number of communities, communities of color, the LGBTQ community, other Catholic schools, coalitions of conservative Catholics. Whatever your view, this is an important move, so let's talk about it. We reached out to both the Diocese of Worcester and to the school. Both declined to join us, referring instead to existing statements on the matter, but we do have guests here to talk about it, and we're going to start with Guillermo Creamer Jr., who feels strongly ready to share his thoughts. He graduated eighth grade from Nativity in 2008, one of the first graduating classes. He's now the Human Rights Commissioner for the City of Worcester. He's on the line. Guillermo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
As an alumnus, how do you feel about this decision, Guillermo?
Look, and I think it's important to note, I am an openly gay alumnus at that. I think here, the bishop is on the wrong side. Ultimately, you know, this was a decision that was made by the community, and that's where it should stand. You know, the bishop really shouldn't be trying to strip away the school's identity simply because it has decided to side with the community.
What did the flags mean to you, Guillermo?
You know, me personally, they mean a lot, but ultimately it's about promoting inclusivity. What's happening here is that a Catholic school is being punished for promoting inclusivity. And I think that that's the topic we need to be talking about, because ultimately that is what the students wanted. The students wanted to make sure that individuals knew that the Nativity School, particularly being off a highway, was a place that was inclusive and people saw it from a distance and people knew that they were welcome there no matter what.
So the bishop wrote in a May letter that was a warning to the school to take the flags down. These symbols embody specific agendas or ideologies that contradict Catholic social and moral teaching. Now, he has also since cited the church's call to love of all humanity. But as a member of the school and now an alumnus, what is your reaction when you hear the bishop say that?
You know, that's a tough one. When I was in the halls at Nativity, I remember being taught that you are to serve all. And all did not have an asterisk. All was not a word that was specific just to specific individuals. So it really doesn't kind of make sense to the Catholic teachings that I learned at my time at Nativity and beyond. Ultimately, you know, our religion should really be an inclusive one. And I think that the bishop's remarks also kind of go against with what the Pope said, even as recently as May, when ultimately Catholic schools and Catholic entities are having the question about what it truly means to be a Catholic and embracing the fact that LGBTQ Catholics exist.
So I know you know that there will be portions, no religion is polyglot, right? No, and you know one Catholic, you know one Catholic. And I know you understand that. So there will be those who support this move by the bishop. I think the thing I want to ask you is, did you feel welcome at the school when you attended? And have you felt welcomed by the Catholic communities around you in the time since then?
Yeah, that's definitely a heavy viewpoint. Look, Nativity never excluded anyone. To this day, there are students at Nativity School that practice different faiths, but the Catholic values remain the same. And so ultimately, it is a place where all are welcome. And I think that that was definitely true when I was there, and it is still true now. In terms of how I personally feel in terms of that, with the Catholic Church at large, I will say, with the recent news from the Pope over the last couple of years, it's somewhat refreshing being an openly gay Catholic to know that I am welcomed in the church. And I think that that's one of the things that a lot of us question as to whether or not the church is right for us. And, you know, LGBTQ Catholics exist and Catholics of all identities exist. And so embracing and being inclusive is, I think, the direction the church should be heading in.
So you're now the Human Rights Commissioner for the City of Worcester. Last question to you. Has the city had a reaction, either formally as the city, or what have you heard in your community in reaction to this move by the bishop?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first time that the bishop actually started making remarks about the incident, the Human Rights Commission did move to fly the Pride flag over City Hall to support Nativity School. Ultimately, what I'm hearing in the community is an outpouring of support towards the Nativity School. The school has seen over $100,000 in contributions in the last few days since the bishop's decree, and that's come nationwide. It's not just in our community. But you're right, there are people that exist that will agree with the bishop. But ultimately, I think here's the thing that I want to make note of. No one is indoctrinating anyone. You know, ultimately, this was a decision made by the community. And I think that the bishop's remarks are going against what the community wants.
All right. Guillermo Creamer Jr. is an alum of the Nativity School in Worcester, now the city's human rights commissioner. I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
So what does it mean for a Jesuit school to not be Catholic anymore? How can a bishop do it? What could it mean for other Catholic institutions? Joining us now, Tom Groom. He is a professor of theology and religious education at Boston College and most recently the author of the book, What Makes Education Catholic? Timely book. Good to see you, Tom. Welcome back.
Thank you, Tiziana. Thank you for having me. But Guillermo is a hard act to follow. He was so articulate and persuasive in his position. I'm very, very inspired. But I'm happy to be here, Tiziana.
Well, what particularly stood out to you about what we just heard from Guillermo as an alum of the school?
Well, just the balance with which he responded, that he sees that indeed, you know, that Bishop McManus said he was taking the step he took in order to avoid a confusing and scandalous message. He thought that the school was sending a confusing and scandalous message. Well, it's very clear from what Guillermo says that that's not what's happening at all. And in fact, the bishop is probably the one now sending a confusing and scandalous message to the world at large.
So I want to zero in on that because okay. As I understand it from my Catholic training, a scandal means something specific in Catholic theology. It has to do with an attitude or a behavior that leads others to evil.
To sin.
So that was a choice to put
that word in. And it's absolutely egregious that he would use that word. You know, we Catholics pride ourselves in being for life. But because our God, in chapter 1 of book 1 of our Bible, the book of Genesis, says very clearly that we're all made in the image and likeness of God, and nobody is any more in the image and likeness of God than anybody else. And then chapter 2 of Genesis says we're all alive by the very spirit, by the very breath of God. So we stand equal before God, but throughout our history, we've often treated people in egregious ways that are so victimizing and excluding and racist and homophobic and so on. But we're called to repentance for that. We're called to change our ways. And in many ways, that's what the pontificate of Pope Francis has helped us do realize very vividly, that we cannot go on. We have to have flags saying Black Lives Matter. Now, McManus comes back and says, well, don't all lives matter? Of course all lives matter. But we need remedial work in the area of racism. It's our original sin as a country. Over the last 400 years, we've sinned egregiously against our Black or African American peoples. And so we have great ground to make up. So to put affirmative action and to put it up front and to favor. It's not as I often say to my students, and the same way for our gay members of our community, that we've discriminated against them, excluded them, disrespected them. It's contrary to our faith to be treating people that way. And so we need remedial help to undo the damage that's been done. I often, when I was teaching undergrads, I'd put up a graphic or a overhead of the Good Shepherd. One of the favorite images in the Bible of God, the Good Shepherd. And I'd say to the kids, what lamb is the shepherd carrying? And they'd get it immediately. The lame one, the stray one, the sick one, the scared one. In other words, the Good Shepherd carries the one that needs to be carried. These are people in our community, the Black people, our gay people, that need to be carried, that need extra favor and affirmation
because of their
dignity and equality. Exactly. And right. McManus is doing the opposite.
So I want to pick up on a couple of things there. And there's just some stuff. You used the word confusing. You cited him using the word confusing. This is so the Jesuits are an order with inside the Catholic faith and tradition. McManus is the bishop of a diocese. How can McManus make a school run by Jesuits not be Catholic anymore?
Well, he's entitled to make that statement, but then they're perfectly entitled to do what they did. That is, appeal their case to Rome. And I would be very hopeful that Rome will definitely will rule in favor of them, because they're not entering into some kind of theological debate. McManus quotes the idea that these gay people are claiming that same-sex marriage is sacramental. I mean, that's an in-house debate among Catholics. But in the public realm, We should never give ambivalent or ambiguous signals to anybody regarding the dignity and the equality of our gay people and our LGBTQ people.
Now, Tom, I got to point out, as I did in the conversation with Guillermo, there are Catholics in our communities who fundamentally disagree that that is the teaching of the church. Where does the church writ large, the global church, the Vatican, stand on this?
I think the church has to say that all people are created equal and are deserved to be treated equally and with dignity. If the church ever says anything other than that, the church is in heresy to our faith, to our Catholic faith. Now, have we always practiced it? Have we always been? Not at all. We were one of the primary purveyors of slavery as at the Catholic Church. We had our slave ships and our galley ships. We had popes rowing around the Mediterranean with slaves in the galleys. We've sinned egregiously, but now it's dawning us with a contemporary consciousness that yes, this is what our scriptures mean. This is when Jesus talks about favoring the least, the lost, and the last. And favoring the ones who need the favor of most. I was hungry, you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. To favor the ones who need the favor. And surely our black people and our gay people need the favor, given how we've treated them for so long.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like I would channel some guests we've had on the show who would say, we don't need favor, we just need no more discrimination.
Well, fine. That's what I mean, too. I mean, no more discrimination. But there's an awful lot of damage to be undone. It'll take a long time.
So let's pick that up there. What do you think the precedent is that happens here with the Nativity School? And what do you think happens next?
I would hope that no other bishop in this country would be so ill-advised as to do what McManus did. I mean, these nativity schools do fantastic work. They take the poorest of the poor, typically children below the poverty level, into middle grades, but now they're taking them into lower grades as well. They give them this extended day that they're there all day. So instead of sending them out into the streets at 2 o'clock to get into trouble, they keep them there to do their homework. They get special tutorial. They've got tremendous success rate. And they go on very often into the Cristo Rey schools that are very similar.
At the high
school level into college and do very well. But the thing is, they're all totally funded by volunteer donations. They get nothing from the government, nothing from the state. So they depend upon the goodwill of people. And it's delightful. Guillermo said that their contributions have gone through the roof. I'm delighted to hear it, because otherwise McManus would have really hurt them. I mean, when he said that they're not entitled to raise money within Catholic context and so on, I was afraid that they can. But apparently people have stepped up and have recognized the value of what they're doing.
And in like 10 seconds, Tom, is McManus an outlier? You say you hope other bishops around the country won't. Is he known to be an outlier?
I don't know church polity well enough, but as far as I know, he would be considered significantly right of center and compared especially to many of his brother bishops.
Okay. Tom Groom is a professor of theology and religious education at Boston College and the author most recently of the book, What Makes Education Catholic? Tom, it is always good to have you and great to have you here in the studio again.
Thank you, Tiziana. It's great to be back.
Appreciate it. Listen, when we come back, a 50-year-old heist from an art museum in Massachusetts, and it's not the one you think. We've got quite a story coming up. I'm Tiziana Deering. That's After the Break. This is Radio Boston.